a.m. in the morning. Put my key in the door and bodies laying all over the floor and I don't remember how they got there, so I guess I must have killed them. Hey, welcome to another episode of Shut Up Podcast. I am your host, B Black, aka Mr. ShutUpPodcast.com, aka Le Grand Papa B, aka Gaston Labrador. Oh, damn. I meant to say another episode of Shut Up Podcast. C'est prononcé en français. Shut Up Podcast. Yeah, that's a new thing. Shut up, okay? Okay? Quand tu me vois dans la rue, tu le prononces Shut Up Podcast, comme un vrai francophone. All right, today's episode is being recorded on unceded Anishinaabe Algonquin territory on this date, April 9, 2025. Today's episode, guess what, is rated R and F. F for Fuck Whitey. Fuck Whitey as a staff, record label, and as a motherfucking crew. And if you want to be done with Whitey, then fuck you too. This podcast may not be for you. Okay. All right. Now, before we continue, I need to, I'm going to send a special shout out to the heartbeat of this thing of ours. And that's all you listeners. So wherever you are, whatever you're doing, stop and applaud yourself. Man, that was loud. And if this happens to be your first time listening to this podcast, welcome. Yay! Now, I don't know what motivated you to hit that play button, but my hopes is that I say something in today's episode that resonates and allows us to make history. ShutUpPodcast.com is the website, and email address is ShutUpPodcast411@gmail.com. All right? ShutUpPodcast411@gmail.com. Just remember the 411 part. In today's episode titled 255, Provoke to Violence, to the point, I talk about the concept of violence. I'm going to polish this up, right? But anyway, I talk about the idea of violence, more specifically, being provoked to it. And of course, the two videos I watched this week that provoked this featured thought. That's what happened, man. I see shit that go viral, and then I do a lot of thinking. And then I'm like, hey, I got a podcast. Why don't I just talk about it? So before I do that, we're gonna do some quotes and random thought. I'm laughing because I blanked out for a second. Quotes and random thought. All right? Okay. Because I'm hyped enough. All right, let's start with some quotes. First one goes, it goes, they're using some of you to kill boredom, and you think it's love. I'm going to reread that. They're using some of you to kill boredom, and you think it's love. Man, I've been there. And the worst part is you're in denial of it. You know, and, you know, as much as you want to blame the other person, but you allowed yourself to, I allowed myself to be in that situation, but it was more, it was sad at the time, but I remember, but in the moment, I was in denial. I'm like, no, it's love. No, it's mutual. And they weren't that into you. Yeah, shout out to getting older and gaining wisdom and shit. Second quote, and this one here might be a bit controversial, but it's by James Gillian. And it goes, I have yet to see a serious act of violence that was not provoked by the experience of feeling shamed, humiliated, disrespected, and ridiculed. Woo, yeah. You know what? When we get to the feature thought, trigger warning. I guess it's going to be trigger warning, but yeah, this is going to be the episode that gets misunderstood and costs me my career in politics or gets me kicked out of a church. Nah, politics, but no. I'm less likely to get kicked out of the church because they'll be like, no, I said that shit before I found Jesus. All right, okay. Now let's do some randomness, okay? Just all over the place because that's how my brain works. 3 a.m. in the morning, body up. Okay. Hey, how's everyone doing? How's everyone doing? How was your day? I like to, after work, I made myself some dinner, but then I had to run to the grocery store to then some dinner. It's kind of late. I'm kind of recording a bit later than usual. But I'm saying all this just so I could be like, pretend to be the parent and you guys are the children. And I'm like, I've been waking all day and I cook for you kids and y'all don't mind. No, I'm grateful that after work, I didn't have some hungry mouths waiting for me because I would have punched them. I'm kidding. I don't care. Hitting kids is, sorry. If I gotta tell you hitting kids is wrong, then we should have had a different conversation. All right. The reason I brought up how was your day is because I'm not gonna go into too much details, right? But I'm on this project. Just started a project and I'm the team lead on it, right? And on one end, the client just wants us to set something up for them, set up a system, right? And the one dude, yes, it's a dude who knows the most about it. I don't know shit about this system, right? But the one dude who knows the most about it, and the reason he knows about it is because he saw someone else do the installation. That's his experience. Well, okay, and he's like familiar with the tool, but the installation process, he doesn't have. Anyways, the one dude who's got the most experience in there is like, it can't be done. I got clients that, nah, we need you to do it. And management back to say, too late, we cashed the check. We got to do it. But the one guy who's like, who's supposed to be the top dog, is like, we're fucked. Don't know why you cashed that check, but we are fucked. And my question to you is, how do you answer that interview question? I'm usually the creative type, whatever. Anyways, that's my current challenge. It's like, and you try to tell them, like, we reached the point of, all right, fuck it, all right, we'll do the work, but I'm telling you, we are fucked. Sure. Well, I'll storm Normandy Beach, but everyone on this ship is dying. I'm like, oh, great. Well, maybe they'll give us a medal. Anyway, it's more the idea of being in a uphill battle, right? You got to fight. Is that what the Alamo was about? Protect the Alamo. Motherfuckers. Anyways, how do you answer that interview question? I should plug that one in AI and see what it comes up to, but what it comes up with. But yeah, and the project's behind schedule. Fuck. So I get to be the guy. See, fucking DEI. This nigga, he fucked us. He did it. And whatever. The pressures are. No hair to pull out. That's why I get high, kids. That's why I get high. All right. Okay. What happened this week? I finished the series 1923, the TV series. I guess I talked about it. It's one of those TV shows that I shouldn't like, and I ended up, but I still liked it. I made a special note, a mental note, no spoilers. So I'm not going to say shit. I'm not going to spoil it. It's not a spoiler. But I am going to say, it's not a spoiler, I swear. I know. I hate listening to podcasts, and usually my hands are busy, like washing dishes or cleaning, cutting chicken, whatever. And my point is, I can't hit the stop button. And I hate when I'm listening to a podcasters and they're going, yeah, that's fucking Star Wars. You don't need to find out it was. Anyways, yeah. I'm not going to spoil it. I am going to say that what inspired me, because I was at like episode 4, and I binge watched, I finished the show like in 2 days. I watched, was it 4 episodes? Well, the fourth one was like, 4 episodes in 2 days. And what inspired me to watch it was one, because of the internet was buzzing about the ending, and two was some people just. My point is, I didn't want to risk being spoiled, so I watched the whole thing, and I'm glad I did it. You know what I mean? That's my accomplishment. Gold television. Yeah, it was a story, man. I look at it as, you know, camping around the forest, but God damn, a lot of torture porn in there. It's like they said, yo, fuck you, Game of Thrones. Game of Thrones, yo, check this out. Hold my beer. Fuck a dragon. We don't need dragons to torture chicks. Anyway, whatever. All right, okay. I also finished, these are my accomplishments. Yeah, that's going to be on my tombstone. I also finished the book series. I guess I talked about it. There was only 3 hours left, but I finished it. And I don't know what I'm going to do with my life except record this episode. I finished the book series of Silo. I might listen to it again. Silo Tome? That's what you're calling it? Tome? Whatever. Hugh Howey. Great story. Now I'm trying to find something similar. I really love the fact how it grabbed my attention, had me on the edge of my seat, and also celebrates like, yeah! Go Juliet Nichols! Oh my God, wow, that's a character. I'm gonna see, is this finally a successful attempt at a man writing a female character? Because apparently the average man sucks at it. Sucks at writing female, but whatever, man. But all I know is, The main character in the book, her name is Juliet Nichols, and she's a badass. And the lady, I guess there's a lot of disagreement on it, but the lady they got to play her in the TV series, yeah, apropos, because she plays a badass in her TV series. You guys want me to get her name? Okay, hold on a second. I'm not that kind of podcast who has accurate information. Rebecca Ferguson. Yes, she's a fine, fine white woman. What the fuck? Okay, her full name is Rebecca Louisa Ferguson Sundström. It's got like the O's got two like. Oh, she's Swedish. Yeah, man. I gotta tell you, man. The white man's language. The Swedes, their alphabet's a little, it's, I was going to say it's fucked up, but I mean, what do I know? You know what I mean? Look, there's only one language that matters, French and English. That's two languages. Doesn't matter. When it comes to the white man, everything after that, it's like, what the fuck? Yo, 26 letters in the alphabet. Stick to it. Okay. Silo. All right. Another random thought. You know, recently it just hit me that, and I might make a bit out of it. I don't know how to make a bit out of it, but it's an observation. But it hit me. I've yet to hear a white man who blames their failures on DEI. No, the observation is white people who blame their failures on DEI are usually the kind of people who can't compete against anyone else, especially against other white people. Like, they're like at the, like, when it comes to like competing against other white people, they're at the bottom. So that's why they're like, we're fucking DEI. That's why my book wasn't published, because it's fucking DEI. No, because you suck, because you're whack, you're fucking average, because you're getting creamed by everyone else. No one, people don't use that word anymore. You're getting creamed. Anyway, whatever. On some nerd shit, by the way, I'm, and this is some fellow podcasters, right? I'm trying to automate my workflow. And so here's what happens when I prepare for an episode. Everyone's got their way of doing things, but this is how I do things for me is when I prepare for an episode, some nerd shit I'm about to say here is like, I go in, I have a Google Docs document and where I have a template of where I get to throw in all my ideas on there, right? I throw in my ideas, and then it's like in a prep table, right? So I put in my topics, I put in the date, title, and a summary, a description of the episode, just to help me narrow down the feature thought. And Then I take that information and copy and paste it into the what I use as my agenda slash rundown sheet. And then from the rundown sheet, I use that to make my show notes, right? Anyway, so, and it hit me. I'm like, yo, there's a lot of fucking copying and pasting in this shit. So I'm trying to, I'm in the process of automating things. And so I'm writing a code. Okay, I should say that I'm using AI to write the code for me. I'm using Google Docs script. I'm saying I'm having a lot of fun doing it. It's what I did. Like, I'm having a lot of fun. I'm learning from this shit because I love to learn. But I'm not generating a solution. See, when you write code, it's usually meant to write a solution. But I'm spending more time like troubleshooting. It's like, yeah, this shit doesn't work. Okay, well, it works, but it's like impractical. But still. I'm having fun. That's what counts in all this, is that I'm having fun. It's a little warm in here. Hold on a second. Ladies, calm down as I open up my shirt, even though you can't see me on, assuming I don't publish this. Okay, whatever. All right, last bit of thing for randomness. Wait, B, no TikTok clip? Nope, not for this time. Just sheer, straight from the dome. Well, not from the dome, but it's written down. But it's my own thoughts as opposed to other people's thoughts. Last one is, well, okay, this could have gone in the quote section, but I chose to put a part of the randomness, and it goes, green flags in people. I love this. What? Sorry, someone wrote some corny shit in the comment section. All right, so let me read the green flag part. It goes, green flags in people. They celebrate your wins. Check. I mean, that's good. Remember small things about you. Oh, yeah, that's beautiful. Okay. They respect your boundaries. Imagine that. Wow. I'm feeling uncomfortable right now. You feel energized after seeing them. Yeah, no, I know that. That's definitely. They listen without being defensive. Oh, imagine that. They allow you to fully be yourself. Yes, beautiful. And, man, this shit's making me smile. They make you feel safe. You don't have to watch what you say. They support your goals. Wow. What's that? That's a best friend. My buddy. Wherever they go, he go. Yeah, so someone wrote in the comments, that's all I do. Shut up. What if there is, right? You know what it is? It's I had gotten so used to meeting negative people that this thing is like reading a fairy tale, but it's like, oh, yeah, right. But I don't know how I would feel, because I guess that's my red flag, but how I would feel around someone with all these green flags. I'd be like, yeah, what's the catch? Yeah, this is how people join cults. Yeah, whatever. Anyways, that's my own issues. All right. Damn, it's like I'm in a good mood or something. All right, okay, let's go into featured thought. And before we do that, we're going to take a quick break. Okay, is that me? Okay, in belted pose. Boom. 3 a.m. in the morning. Put my keys in the door and I'm really forgetting. It's 3 a.m. in the morning. Put my key, excuse me. It's 3 a.m. in the morning. Put my key in the door and bodies laying all over the floor. And I don't remember how they got there, but I guess I must have killed them. Killed them. Why am I reciting that? Because it's just stuck in my head. It's just, well, A, it's a dope-ass verse. Shout out to Eminem. And B, because it's a dope-ass verse. That's it. Yeah, I know, because I was recently listening to, you know, one of my favorite moments in life is listening to music while high. I don't know why I don't do it more often, but I love how I'm, like, into the song and like, do more than checking out the rapper and the rhyme that they said and like really like try to absorb the lyrics, the music. Yo, there was a time back I had gotten so high, but this was in the early days. Now my brain is like has built up tolerance towards I might need to upgrade. Anyways, like a tolerance, but whatever. But I remember this one time being so high. Whose car was I in? I think I was in my brother's car. We're driving home, can't remember what we were listening to, and it was like I was just lying down, bench, like eyes closed, but I could visualize the music. I say this because I heard Kanye. Oh, fuck that nigga. But I was just saying, when he talks about how when he listens to music, how he visualizes, he can see the color, he can see the rhythm in his animal. So, yeah, highly sensitive person, man. Highly sensitive people. Shout out to us. All right, okay, let's get to this topic. Let's get to what we came to, what y'all paid for. All right, I'm going to say trigger warning. Trigger warning. Like, this is one of those topics. I want to remind you, this podcast is a safe space for my thought. Let me recite this. This podcast is a safe space for my thought, and they're protected by the red, the black, and the green, with the red, black, and the red, blue. Who the blue, motherfucker? So I want to, okay, safe space for my thoughts. So I really need you to be mindful or to pay. If you can't listen, was it mindfully to listen? But listen to understand, this ain't the episode for you. And because I know I'm about to say some shit that it's like, even I'm talking about it makes me, that's the thing. I'm nervous to talk about it because of the consequences. And part of why I'm doing it is because it's scaring me to talk about it. It's one of those subjects that whenever I brought it up, there was never, it was always misunderstood. It always, the listener always created an image that I wasn't trying to create or heard things that I wasn't trying to say. So this is what I'm trying to, this is why I say shout out to you listeners. I'm talking about the kind of listeners that's like, yeah, I hear you out. You know what I mean? I know what you're trying to say. All right? Okay. Again, controversial, trigger warning. First, I'm going to start with what inspired the two videos that, okay, you probably heard about it, right? The two videos this week that caught my attention. One is the pro-life lady who, sorry, stop laughing. The pro-life lady who's like a pro-life activist chick who's like interviewing. The links, in the other links section of the show notes, there's an article about it in from The Roots, but and it's titled "Pro-Life Activist Messes Around and Finds Out on What Happens When She Provokes an NYC Woman." It's not pretty. And the second one is okay, I can't play the video right, but you can watch for yourself. It's made me laugh again. Gotta warn you, it made me laugh. No, I'm gonna be honest about this, right? But it's the heckler at an anti-Trump slash mask hands off protest gets the old five figure sign of disapproval. All right, and of course, both videos have they play it and it's like great internet content, and it has everyone like, well, were they right? Were they wrong? And blah, 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 back and forth, right? Now, out of all the commentaries that I've heard so far, I'm going to play my favorite one, but this commentary relates to the pro-life activist who got punched in the face when all-white girl after, like, you know, rage-baited. That's the word we're using, rage-baited. And the content creators, you know what? Let me play it. You'll recognize her voice. Well, those of you who could recognize her voice. Yeah, okay, here we go.
Rage baiting people in real life and then being shocked when you invoke rage is crazy. So there was this pro-life activist in New York who was interviewing this woman who was pro-choice, and you can tell during the entire interview, she is actively trying to antagonize this woman. So the activist intentionally twists the words of the woman that she's interviewing, and that woman showed her real quick that J-Lo is the only bitch from New York who doesn't have good hits. She hit that lady with a quick little two-piece combo, and this is why I keep saying, you pro-life activists, y'all gotta start caring about life after it exits the womb. Because how are you gonna say you wanna protect life, but you can't even protect your own? Like, all this about wanting to save life, but you have no survival instincts?
Stop it.
The math ain't math. And then I seen the activist lady in an interview on Fox News talking about some. There was no lead up. She just punched me out of nowhere. girl, be so fucking for real. I'm gonna hold your hand with a napkin in between when I say this. You was putting words in that lady's mouth, so she put her fist in yours. Like, it's y'all taking the online antics into the real world for me. Rage baiting online and in real life are two very different things. And if you decide that you want to go up to strangers that you know nothing about or what type of time they're on and antagonize them for a reaction, please remember that violence might not be the answer, but for some people, it's a choice that they are willing to make. Hope this helps. Peace and love. Talk to you later.
One more time. One more time. Okay. That should have been the quote.
Please remember that violence might not be the answer, but for some people, it's a choice that they are willing to make.
She said what she said. She said what she said. Acting as if it can't happen. Your partner got me mad enough to touch something. All right. Can't flee all that. Okay. Yeah, I should title this episode Acting as If It Can't Happen. All right, okay. So, on this episode, no, I'm not going to jump into the, was she right? Well, I mean, technically, I guess you could tell where I'm leaning on. I think you should get your ass kicked for talking shit. I just believe, all right? You know I don't talk shit? Because I don't want to get my ass kicked, all right? That's all I'm saying. All right? I'm just saying you yin and yang, nigga, wing and yang. Even the universe works in equal force and whatever, right? So this conversation is uncomfortable for me. It's because violence has always been a confusing topic for me. I mean, yes, I'm clear. It's illegal. Yes, I understand what people are trying to get at. It's not the answer. I understand what Martin Luther King's attempt to his nonviolent movement. I get that. I truly understand. I'm not a violent person. I just try to look like I'm a violent person so crazy white people won't sit beside me on the bus. I'm just saying I'm not the fighting type. I'm not the violent type. Okay, get that out the way. But the idea of being provoked to violence, it's like violence is always an option. I'm not saying you can choose it. I'm saying, again, it's an illegal act. Check your state or province, whatever what the rules are. But yeah, like violence is a language. I get that. I guess I'm just want to focus on the part of when a human being loses it and just gets violent. Like I was looking at that woman. I'm not gonna say her name because you know I ain't no snitch. The woman who I didn't see the whole interview, but I saw when she got to the end. No, I saw the beginning where she thought it's like okay, good faith conversation about maybe I will enlighten someone or maybe I will have a chance to express my side of the story. But instead, she was like it was a trap. It was like look, my intention is to make you look stupid in front of this camera. My intention is to press your buttons. Now, I'm not going to jump into the whole debate of, you know, I know how society works. Yes, I want to be part of a civilized society. I'm not going to jump into the whole morality aspect of it. One, because I don't want to be a hypocrite. Two, I'm not versed enough. That's not what I came here to talk about. But I am talking about that moment when that woman said, ugh! Words said, I'm going to stop using my words. Pow. Now you get it. Pow. Pro-choice, bitch. Safe space for my thoughts. Remember. Okay. All right. So I used to have this ex. This is where this is going because this is what I was thinking a lot about, right? I used to have this ex. Fellas, you know that woman in your life that you consider like the worst. Oh my God. She's like the craziest chick, but the sex was good. But you know, craziest chick, whatever, worst, whatever. But she's that ex. I'm talking about that ex. Like, oh my, she's the reason why I know what the word red flags are. Because before her, I didn't know what a red flag was. And it was only in therapy that I'm like, hey, nigga. And my therapist didn't say that at the time, but she was like, nigga, you saw all them red flags and thought it was a good idea and still put your dick in there? And whatever. She didn't use that, but I'm the one who concluded that. Yeah. Their relationship is so bad, I still haven't forgiven myself for that relationship. That's how bad it was. Anyways, I'm sure Jesus loves her. Okay, that's not my point. This is my point, right? Is I used to have this ex, and I remember bringing up that okay, just to paint a picture, is she had this thing about where you call me a bitch, it's the end of a conversation. I don't tolerate disrespect or whatever, right? She was disrespectful as a motherfucker, but it was like, if the conversation, if we're like arguing and the word bitch comes out of your mouth, I'm done. Whatever, I'm done. And here's the thing. I can't remember ever doing that. But I do remember being in a situation where the word bitch came out of my mouth because I have had a short temper and all that. And the word bitch came out of my mouth and she, like, true to her words, walked out. And it shocked the hell out of me. I was both impressed. I'm like, oh, okay, she means what she says. Whatever, right? And but she was, like, serious about it. End of conversation, blah, blah, blah. Wow. And the reason why it surprised me is because I grew up in a household where when you feel that rage, there's a certain level of rage. And, you know, everyone's sensitive. Well, okay, except my dad. But, you know, everyone, for the most part, you had a level of sensitivity, so it was easy to, like, I think everyone had a temper to feel that rage. But once you feel that rage, anything goes. You're allowed to say anything you want to do. You can't fight, though. You can't hit. You're allowed to say everything you want to do. Anyway, so it was constantly, oh, okay, you said something that hurt my feelings. Now I got to escalate. I'm going to say something that hurts your feelings. Boom, boom, boom. Especially me and my brother, we used to play this. It's not a play, but, you know, when we were fighting with each other. Fighting with each other was, it was an unofficial game of first one to throw the first punch loses. Because you throw that first punch, the other person gets to retaliate with fury and anger. Or just say, Mom, guess what he did? Whatever, right? So we would fight with each other. It's pretty much go at each other. And we were like verbal argument. And the point was to provoke you to violence. Right? We both got better through a lot of practice, right? We both got better at escalating and never launching dukes. It sucked. Yo, don't get me wrong. This is a toxic as fuck game. I'm telling you, this is toxicity, but this was a terrible game, right? So I'm in this relationship. This is my first girlfriend. And she was a toxic chick too, which is probably what attracted me to her. It's like, hey, you have a lot of similar qualities and faults that a lot of my relatives have. So I guess that's what, so this is normal to me. Anyways, so I'm in this relationship with this girl and this woman. And so we get into an argument and I'm like, oh, I guess we're playing the same game. What I didn't know, she was way better at this shit than I was. Which is why the word bitch would come out. And I was like, I felt like the Hulk. Like, you know, I felt like Bruce Banner turned into the Hulk. Well, when the word bitch came out, I'm the Hulk. And then I'm back to Bruce Banner going, what the fuck? Holy shit. Who, like, destroyed the city? You asshole! And was, okay. Anyways, where I'm going with this is it was with her. By the end of the relationship, I was heartbroken. But I remember there was a part of me of this shit could have gone downhill. I remember having a moment of reflection of, I understand, I'm not saying, okay, again, I know it's illegal, I know it's wrong, and all that shit, blah, 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 whatever, right? But I could understand, I kept having images of myself, of a future with this woman, where I'm provoked to the point where I do something I regret, where I do something that lands me in jail. And I'm in front of the judge, but she started it. No, you were supposed to have self-control. Like, on one end, I know that, you know, It's your responsibility. In the end, that's how the law works. It's your responsibility to keep your emotion in check. Not your emotion, but your emotion and your actions in check. The smart thing to do would have been to walk away and be like, yo, I'm staying away from your toxic ass because I don't trust myself around you when I'm losing my temper. But the other thing too is she was skilled. That's what I was getting at with making it good is she was skilled in the art of pressing buttons. No, I didn't hit her or anything like that. What I'm saying is I could picture myself. Thank God that relationship ended. There was no way it would have ended anywhere positive. Like, thank God it ended the way it did. Like, if I could go back in time, oh, that's amazing. And my heart broke itself because after when the relationship ended, and I'm like, dude, you dodged a fucking bullet. Oh, my God. Thank thank the Lord Almighty because this shit could have been, you could have been a YouTube sensation. Anyway, it was that bad. Yeah, no, swear, man, those quotes about losing someone, yo, maybe the universe did you a favor. Fuck that. There is no such thing you'll get over it. Trust me, time heals all wounds. If you're a guy who was recently dumped or not just dumped, but like heartbroken over, if you're a young man, especially if you're a young man and you were dumped by someone, yo, consider the possibility it was better than the alternatives. How are you going to be with someone who doesn't love you back? You know what I mean? Anyways, yo, bars, by the way, bars. I should be charging for this information. Anyway, so, yeah, I was, again, getting back to the concept of provoked to violence. Another thing I was thinking about that, I actually watched it before the episode. Maybe that's why I'm in a good mood. Not good mood, but I feel jittery. Bill Burr has a skit about oh, yeah. He's got a whole joke on there's no reason to hit a woman. The reason I'm thinking about that is because the heckler who got slapped by the... it was kind of funny. The heckler who got slapped at the anti-Trump thingy protest and hands off, is that what it's called? The heckler, she was like trying to grab the mic and she was yelling something at the audience. And then this man, this older gentleman, middle-aged gentleman with a t-shirt in the back, it said, I am the weapon, walks calmly towards the lady and slaps her. You have to see the video. This shit's funny, right? And after the video, the lady, I guess one of the organizers was like, it fast forward and it's like, yo, what just happened was wrong. Yo, that dude shouldn't have done that. And that lady's going to be okay. And I'm like, fuck that lady. Is that man okay? Again, I'm an emotional person. Okay, here's the thing is, right? Maybe the person in the mic who said this was wrong did the right thing, but I just couldn't see it. Don't put me in charge of public-facing stuff. You know, the optics, I get it, right? Look, good for you, peacemakers. I guess this is where I'm going with it. Good for you, peacemakers. The world needs more of you. But there's a reason why I do not own a weapon. There's a reason why I God bless this country and his gun control laws. Yeah. I'm talking to you, but I'm feeling like, oh, so what you're saying is violence is a good thing? No, I'm saying I'm thinking of all those times. I'm trying to think of have I ever been provoked to violence? Like, well, probably with my brother, but when we were fighting with each other. But very likely. As a child, though, when I was a kid. But I am thinking about how, Bill Burr's joke, right? Where he's talking about there's no reason to hit a woman. And that joke was kind of, was genius. Was like Bill Burr was being a comedian. But the topic he was talking about, I felt is a conversation that should be had around with men. Just so we can, like, because again, like I said, I feel uncomfortable talking about this. It's like I'm waiting for someone to be like, oh, no, man, so you're saying it's okay to hit women? Whoa, that's not what I'm saying. Yeah, when he talks about that, what happened between Chris Brown and Rihanna. And, hey, look, man, don't get mad at me. It seems like society has forgiven Chris Brown. Fuck y'all. Okay. It is part of the confusion about violence, whatever. Right. But look, man, I saw the picture, what he did to Rihanna. I thought it was fucked up. I'm like, yo, this dude is never going to come back to it. Like, anyways, this hypocritical world and the people in it. Anyway, so, But what Bill Burr was asking, I mean, it was meant as a joke, but what he was asking about, what happened? And everyone's response was, well, people not laughing. We're like, you know, well, it doesn't matter what happens. You don't hit a woman. Agreed. But I won't lie. I kept this shit to myself. Like after, I kept this part to myself, but I'm like, yeah, I'm kind of curious what happened in that car. You know what I mean? Was he provoked to it? Or did he like just, hey, pop, 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 just start punching out of nowhere? Was there an interaction? Like, I need like the brain chemicals. And this is, I guess this is probably the serious portion of the conversation is, and the part that I'm realizing is, and it reminds me of a quote that I read earlier in the past episode about how cruelty is a form of weakness. And the thing is, yeah, I'm willing to admit, I'll confess that, you know, it is your responsibility as a human being, as a man, to be in control of your emotions. Not just because you can't control your emotions, but you can't control your actions. It is your responsibility as a man to control your actions regardless of how you feel inside. Sometimes the action might just be walk away. Let the world call you a bitch, whatever, just walk away. All right. But yeah, I guess what everyone is curious to find out was, did she say something that hit below the belt? I'm not asking, did she say something that justified getting punched? It was more, did she say something that reached the threshold? See, here's the thing that the hill I will die on is consequences to your actions. Violence is what I meant by violence is always an option. It's like you got, you know, nonviolence, whatever, but it's always a decision someone can choose to take and face the consequences from it. If you choose violence, you got to face the music for it, right? Regardless, man, women, whatever, it's yeah. I ain't into that. Oh shit, sorry. For a second, I thought I forgot to hit record. I ain't trying to preach about morality or anything like that. I'm just talking about E equals MC squared, meaning the psychology is a person can always choose violence. I live with that principle. I go through the world knowing that people have their limit. People expect, you know, you take away dignity from a human being. You use the N-word, dear white people. You use the N-word. You might get there's a large spectrum of possibility of what could happen. You might just get you're a stupid person. Or you might get a black person walk away. Or you might get your ass kicked. You might die. And I'm okay with that. I grew up with white kids who were like, you fuck, you shouldn't let a six-letter word, N-I-G-G-E-R, yeah, six-letter word, provoke you to violence to such a great emotion. Fuck you, what do you know about it? I'm being realistic here. Oh, it's just a joke. Look, maybe it's because I'm, a highly sensitive person, but I know the power of emotions. I know when a person is like, don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. Now is not the time to piss them off. To say, yeah, look, I want to do this interview about abortion. And I'm going to make you look stupid in front of a camera. There's a lot of people in this world on edge. I don't know. I won't equate the two. But I am saying there should be a category. There should be a crime. We should talk about the people who provoke people to violence. Fuck this whole, there should be something. No, I'm not talking about Rihanna. But I am saying we should take that shit seriously. Provocation. People who like make it a sport to provoke people into violence. Yeah, both people are like, when I see a video, I see videos of a woman striking a man, disrespect, whatever, and the man retaliates back. Yeah, sure, it's wrong, but in both people are wrong. Ah, fuck, I guess, like I said, I'm not going to talk about morality, but I'm saying you hit someone, you can't be like, I'm going to be safe. I'm going to be good. You know what I mean? It's like actions have fucking consequences. I refuse to live in a world where we pretend like there's no such thing as cause and effect. You know what I mean? Like, raise your children right. Who are these people? It's like, yeah, you should never hit. You should, violence is never the answer. But I'm going to piss, you know, I'm going to show up to your funeral while you're mourning your mom's and start making jokes about it. You know, I'm just saying, I'm going to wrap this up with this one. I remember one of my teachers in college. This was for a project class, and it's one of those classes. It's like end of the year, last semester, you know, last year of the program, course, and it's a project class. And the way it works is you're given a project, and you got to work as a team to make it happen. And you work as a team and you have a client and everything like that. The reason I was laughing is because I was thinking about my interview question about you are in a project and you are committed. You're already committed to deliver. And the person who knows it all, who has all the resources, is telling you it won't work. Sorry. Okay. All right. Sorry. Focus. All right. So I was in a project class. The goddamn project class didn't prepare me for that fucking scenario. Sorry, calm down. All right. But I'm grateful for this teacher because before we talked about the project, before we got to be talked about who you're going to work with, the rules or whatever, yo, this dude spent an entire class about self-respect. Is that the word he used? Self-respect. Let me make sure I get the definition right. Self-respect. I was been confused because I thought it was pride, confidence in oneself. And that a feeling that one is behaving with honor and dignity. Self-esteem. Okay, but he said, the way he said it is, look, essentially the whole course was don't be an asshole. Don't be a fucking asshole. But I remember the line that stuck the most from me. It's like, yo, you take the self-respect from someone, and they're likely to punch you in your nose. But I was like, oh, are you encouraging violence, sir? But it was more how he was encouraging people to not be dicks, to collaborate. You're going to collaborate with people, like work with each other. Don't be an asshole. You're going to be tempted to do that, but don't. Oh, funny enough, there were some people who didn't listen to that. But I remember, yes, because this is an IT course, by the way, right? I guess this is what caught us off guard. But I remember people leaving the class and going, what the fuck was that about? But me, I appreciated that message. Don't be an asshole. You guys got to work together. You don't have to love each other, but you got to be able to work together. And part of working together is respecting each other. Don't be an asshole. Don't be provoking people to violence. What about the violent people? No, I get it. No, because I guess that's what I'm saying. There's a lot of document. There's a lot of. We only talk about the people who, the violent people. Sure, that needs to be addressed. I agree with that. You got to tell me. I understand that. But not enough is being said at the motherfuckers who provoke it, who make a sport out of it. There's a whole, like, anyway, yeah, fuck Fox News. Yeah, what time is it? Oh, wow, okay, getting close to my nap time. All right, well, I guess this wraps up today's episode. I would encourage you to check out the my other links section. I while researching the other links, and you know, because I read the roots. Well, I looked fine before I found that article about on the roots about the pro-life activists getting fucked up, who fucked around and found out. I also came across the video CBC archives of Chrétien, Jacques Chrétien, our old prime minister, who gave a Shawinigan handshake. Oh, man, it was a beautiful story. It's a beautiful scene, man, and it was caught on camera. His homeboy, he's a prime minister. I laugh at my own jokes. All right, he's a prime minister. He was giving a speech, and he's in front of an audience, that's just booing him. They ain't trying to hear. Yeah, fuck. People, you know what I remember about prime ministers? They're always hated. I've yet to find a prime minister that everyone loved. Whatever, leader, whatever. Anyway, so he's in front of an audience getting booed, and he's like, yeah, whatever. Fuck, if this was the old days, I'd fuck you up. Whatever, right? But he's doing the prime minister, then he gets off stage. And when some punk-ass protester gets in his face, and yo, Jacques puts his hand around his collar, and it's a beautiful image. I'm like, ah! Prends ça, tabarnak! Fury and anger! Choking the shit out of the dude. And fucking, where the fuck was the security guard? But it was, I was so proud of that prime minister. So proud of that guy, man. Anyway, apparently they call it a shit Winningen handshake. Apparently back in the day, Jacques Chrétien was like a thug, was like a badass. So it must bother him that, wait, I gotta eat all this shit? Little guy comes up to me, it's like, dude, I shit. My shit's bigger than you. I drop deuces that are bigger than you. Get the fuck out of my face. Anyway, whatever, man. And it's so funny, the guy who was like, who got choked, he was like, yeah, I was just standing my ground. I don't know what provoked them into whatever, man. Shout out to John Kitson in that memory. All right, okay. Yeah, that's in the show notes, by the way, in the other links, show notes. This concludes today's episode. Reminder, shutuppodcast.com is the website. Email address is shutuppodcast411@gmail.com. Before I end the show, quick reminder, another reminder that this podcast is a safe space for my thoughts, and they're protected by the red, the black, and the green, with the red, black, and the red, blue. Rouge bleu, motherfucker. I represent and hold it down for black folks who grew up watching TV Ontario, Télé-Québec, and black folks who say yes to Big Rube's question, are you an outcast? This episode was rated R and F. F for Fuck Whitey. Fuck Whitey as a staff, record label, and that's a motherfucking crew. And if you want to be down with Whitey, then fuck you too. First off, fuck your bitch and you click your claim. All right. Thank you for listening. And remember, please be kind to your favorite podcast. Peace. Yeah.